This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed a bill that would have reduced how much retailers have to pay in fees every time you swipe your credit card. Ray Solomon reports lobbyists spent millions in an effort to kill it.
The bill would have reduced the fees credit card companies charge businesses. Right now, those fees are based on a percentage of the entire transaction, including any sales tax. The bill would have removed taxes from the calculation, basing swipe fees only on the underlying purchase. Supporters said charging fees on taxes isn't fair, and getting rid of them would help local restaurants and small businesses, saving them thousands of dollars a year. But the credit card industry pushed back with full force. They said the law would cause chaos in their payment processing systems and spent at least a whopping $4.6 million on ads to drum up opposition. Polis said the bill would be too hard to implement and wasn't worth the legal risk to the state. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Concession workers at Denver International Airport are planning to picket in hopes of getting better terms in a new contract. The picket will take place at Denver Airport Plaza this Saturday. Their union, called Unite Here, says the workers are seeking better health care coverage. Colorado has reached a new milestone in early childhood education, with significantly more workers in the field holding credentials. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
More than 31,000 professionals now hold an active early childhood professional credential. That's 72% of the early childhood workforce. This is up from 54% last year. The optional credential recognizes education, experience, and ongoing professional development. Governor Jared Polis says the achievement reflects the state's commitment to supporting the educators who help Colorado's children grow and thrive. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The time is now 7:06. You can find more news online at cpr.org.